Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
I just watched Terminator 3. Terrible film, but great ending. Anyone who says it's bad can talk to the hand because the face don't want to hear it. But yeah, Arnie, you know, he's back. John Connor's a bit of a bum, kind of just drifting around from place to place. The guy who, Dr. Silverman, he's back as well. They've got all, they're all back.
Not Sarah Connor.
Back. I will be back. No, dead, unfortunately. But yeah, weird film. Just kind of remade Terminator 2, but with a sexy lady instead of Robert Patrick. And then at the end, they go crazy with it. So yeah, very strange watching Terminator 2 and Terminator 3 back to back.
Funny you say that. I watched Terminator 3 maybe a year or so ago. It's bad. There are some fun action scenes where they're in the graveyard and he starts blowing shit up. Terminator 3 violates my sequel rule, of course, being two parts. One, you cannot have a sequel at 10 years or more released after the original. But the biggest part of the sequel rule, you can never, ever, ever have the original or a previous sequel R-rated and then go to a PG-13. It never works. Case in point, T3, this was terrible. The ending choice, I agree with you. I like the ending. We're like, yep, Skynet's inevitable, guys. Missiles are flying. We're all going to have Judgment Day, like it or love it. Christina Loken is that smoke show Terminator in this film. What happened to her? You would have thought she would have had a hell of a career. She was hot. She was Charlize Theron, right? When Charlize Theron was really starting to peak. Disappeared, never to be heard from again. I agree, that movie stinks. I watched three things. One very new, one a little old, and one very old. The American Gladiator doc on Netflix about the gladiators is fantastic. If you watched the show as a kid, Jeff, I think you probably caught that, even though you're a lot older than I am. That was a show that enraptured kids across the ages. They break it down, I think, 5 or 6 30-minute episodes about the story of the gladiators and how they are mistreated in the sense of underpaid and all the steroid usage and all that. If you watch American Gladiators as a kid, watch it. Also, watch the 30 for 30 on American Gladiators. And that's the story of the guy who was very Vince McMahon-ish, who created it and screwed over his partner to get it made and made all the money while his partner didn't. The second thing I watched, everyone said Event Horizon was great. I couldn't have been more bored. I know science fiction nerds love that film. I watched it. I appreciate what they tried to do with it. It just didn't grab me or it didn't set its hooks in me. Paul, did you ever see Event Horizon?
Yeah, I did. I did you a like breakdown it? Of it recently. Yeah, did I do like quite it? Like it. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't dig it. I got 3 out of 10 for that. Gladiator Doc, 7.5 out of 10. The last one I saw, another one people were going gaga over, The Getaway with Steve McQueen and Ally McGraw. I don't get it. I get what they were trying to do. And I know it's 50 years after the fact. So I'm going to account for that as well. It's a lot of 70s tarnish. You also watch this now and go, wow, they really let a lot of men slapping women slide in the 70s and 60s. They get the shit beat out of them. By the way, didn't even know that Sally Struthers, about 150 pounds lighter than where she is now, pretty hot. And then she gets made a cuck, and her husband gets made a cuck in that film too. But boy, does that film drag out. 2 hours plus, didn't dig it at all. No, was not a fan. 3 out of 10 for that as well. Jeffrey Paul, what did we watch?
All right, I'm going to give you 2 old, 1 new.
Okay.
I'll start with the new. I watched last week a new documentary came out on the band Journey on Reels. What was pretty good about it was it really kind of chronicled the evolution of the band through the lead singers, you know, with Greg Raleigh basically being the first one keyboard player, the band needing to change their sound because they didn't have a hit. Or, you know, the story, they're almost in danger of getting dropped by the record label. A&R guy finds Steve Perry, and then bingo, they erupt. And then how Steve Perry always kind of shed away from fame and didn't want to tour, and this is how bands make their money, and how he leaves the band, and they wind up getting Steve Algeri. Side note, Staten Island guy, client of my wife's and a friend of our family's. Nice guy. And I actually
want to pick up that name that you dropped there,
Steve Algeri.
Yeah.
Then he winds up leaving the band because he winds up getting sick, can't sing for a little bit. They get a replacement singer, and then they, by the weirdest coincidence, you know, because they on YouTube they find this singer who put some videos out from the Philippines, and they just can't believe their luck. They find a guy who is perfect for the group. Okay, so that's what I watched. It was real good. Then two old movies, classic, My Cousin Vinny, great movie.
Sure.
I still don't understand how Marissa Tomei wins the Best Supporting Actress in that. Easy answer.
A, it's a comedy role for a woman. I mean, she's great. But that's how she wins it. Women are not up for comedies, and that was a chance to give a woman a shot.
It's the equivalent of Cuba Gooding Jr. winning Best Supporting Actor. I mean, fine performance, but there was a billion other performances just as good, if not better. I think better. Okay, but it's still a very, very funny, very entertaining movie. And of course, anytime Fred Gwynne comes on the stage on the screen, someone who you're watching with is going to go, "Hey, you know that guy played Herman Munster?" Yeah, we all know that. And then.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
I went down the rabbit hole with this. I watched this a million times. You know, every time it was on, I had to watch Lost Boys. I hadn't seen it in probably 15, 20 years, and then it just kept coming on, and I kept making sure I watched it. And then once I just watched it beginning. That is a really fun movie, man.
How do the maggots taste, Michael?
Yeah, the noodles, Michael.
Yeah.
The noodles, Michael. Yes. Yeah. Kiefer Sutherland. It's one of the movies that I am a Corey Feldman obsessor. I mean, I can't get enough of his music videos.
Ascension, Millennium.
Yeah, there we go. How great is that video?
Crazy. Stop that. I'm going like that.
That's a great, great video. And then you have a. You know, somehow he talked Sean Austin to being in that video. It's supposed to be a day in the life of Corey, because it's crazy, man. It's crazy. Oh, it's great. Nonstop. Oh, it's great. But he's good in that as one of the Frog Brothers. I love it. Great movie. A lot of fun. Boys.
By the way, here's how Marissa Tomei won Best Supporting Actress. Are you ready? Here's who was nominated. Judy Davis in Husbands and Wives. Joan Plowright in Enchanted April, Vanessa Redgrave in Howard's End, Miranda Richardson in Damage. I haven't seen any of those other films.
Yeah, you're probably right. That sounds about right.
And no one has even mentioned those films in the last 30 years. I guarantee to you that.
Yeah.
So that's a no-brainer of a pick. Because all those stuffy Brits and all those stuffy Brit films. Sorry, Paul, no offenses to you.
That's fair.
That's no one's giving a shit about that stuff years later. But here, case in point, Jeffrey Paul's talking 31 years later about My Cousin Vinny. No one's talking about any of those other films now. So,
you know what the most amazing thing about this show is, Kevin?
Go ahead, Jeff.
Is that Paul, who is on the other side of the pond, fucking got a Corey Feldman reference and nailed the song.
I'm more amazed that both of you know that song. I see Corey Feldman singing it, and I run away.
No, you got to watch his video. And then start going and watching like his appearances with the Angels. It's great.
Yeah, I was legitimately thinking about it today for some reason.
Why? I don't remember. Did you rewatch Bordello of Blood, Tales of the Crypt recently, and you went down a Corey rabbit hole?
I had YouTube Music on yesterday where it just plays random music videos, and it played Smooth Criminal. And there's a bit in that where there's a guy and he just points at him and does like a dance move. And then I remembered Corey Feldman doing the same thing in the Ascension Millennium video.
Paul, you know he's the comeback king, right?
No doubt.
Or you know when he gets there.
It's another great video.
Guy killed it.
I hope he tours so you guys can join up together at a concert.
He's doing like this really big festival in Chicago with like the Foo Fighters are the headliner, but he's on
what? I thought he'd be opening at a hotel in your Hershey, Pennsylvania.
No, man, he plays like the Whiskey Go-Go. I mean, nobody comes out to see it, but I'm telling you, if he was playing, I would absolutely go see a Corey Feldman concert.
Me too.
I love to be someone who was just there to watch the audience of people who actually pay money to see him. That's classic. That's going to do it for What Did We Watch. Thanks again, everybody. We'll see you later.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.